I descended from the dome of St. Paul's, back down the iron staircase. I found the view utterly dispiriting. There was nothing to be seen from the gallery but fog. Even the spires of the city churches were mere pinpricks in a billowing sea of brown filth. I can hardly now recall why I went up there at all. It was, I suspect, a ridiculous attempt to calm my nerves. Indeed, the only thing I remember is the ironwork of the staircase itself. As I followed the spiralling steps, I had a peculiar fancy that I was caught in the coiled springs of some giant clock. I wondered, was it possible that both I and my fellow sightseers, travelling up and down in weary groups of two and three, were ourselves simply particles of dust, the dirt in the ancient rusting mechanism? It seemed rather fitting. Then the bells chimed 4 o'clock. I stopped upon the stairs to gather my thoughts. I must have looked somewhat distracted, since a solitary woman who was ascending up to the gallery gave me a queer look. She was a woman of middling years and wore a capacious old-fashioned crinoline. She merely looked away when I nodded back to her. Dust to dust, I thought. I stepped aside, leaning against the railing to let her proceed. Of course, there was still very little space between us. Her skirts rustled over my feet as she passed, and her face flushed crimson. But she pulled up her skirts a little higher all the same, to allow me a quick glimpse of her stockinged ankle. What do you think of that? A woman of her age and station baiting such a trap. It quite turned my stomach. I see, yes, we have little time. Pray forgive me. I made my way down to the nave and tipped the attendant a halfpenny, much to his annoyance. Doubtless I had the look of a half-crown about me. Then I quit the place by the southern door and stepped outside. It was far worse than up above. The fog had rendered everything dark and muddied. Believe me, if a man tells you a London fog is a romantic affair, he's a liar. Indeed, I felt as if I had wandered into a different element, in which it would have been just as natural to swim or fly as to walk. I wrapped my scarf about my mouth, though it did little to remove the stink in the air.